welcome to the Allow Love Show. We're just delighted to be here. This is Mary.
And this is Russ.
And we're just very excited about being able to do this. And welcome to everybody. This is just really fun for us. I can't believe this is our fourth week. And this is the last week that we will have the not-quite-so-good equipment. Our new equipment came, but we haven't gotten it hooked up. We can't figure out how to use it yet. But it's the audio. Hopefully, will be better this time. And by next week, the audio will be great. I know there's been a challenge for some of you to hear the answers from the being that comes through. But we are diligently working hard on fixing that so that you won't have to work so hard for that. You know, Rad is a trance channel, and he's totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for those on the call tonight will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career, and we get no advance notice. So Rob will leave, and the being for this show will come through, and then we will take questions. Now, let me give you the call-in question. If you are on listen only and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number, but there's separate numbers. The Q&A line is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So that's to ask questions, okay? So, and we take them in the order of calling. So, is everyone ready? Let's go!
Hello, dear.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you.
May I ask your name?
This is Lady Nada.
Lady Nada, how delightful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Oh, this is a joy for us. For those of the people who are on the call who are maybe not as familiar with you as some others, could you explain a little bit about your role, your background, your what you love to do, and so forth?
Dear, I am all about sweetness.
Sweetness.
Not to be confused with weakness, because the age that you just entered into is one where sweetness is the greatest strength.
Sweetness.
Yes.
Like sugar, that's not so good for our bodies, but great for our souls and
yes.
Our actions, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Wonderful.
I like pink roses.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, those are romantic roses also.
But they are.
Yeah. All right. And
I encourage romance.
You do.
I do.
And you have a divine compliment, a partner.
I do.
And that is?
You know.
State your name? No. Yes. No. Okay.
It is okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
I have not memorized all of this.
Well, then you better get busy.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
So,
how can I help you today?
When we have a caller, I will break in. In the meantime, let me ask you some things that you might address. The situation currently with the changeover within the United States, corporate government to republic or something akin to that, can you address the status of that for our listeners?
It is going well. It is not finished, but it is in progress, in process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I understand that a good part of the military may be involved in that, who believe in their oaths to the Constitution and understand what's happened?
Yes. Thank goodness for them, because they are going to be quite helpful in this transition.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yet it's not a military takeover.
It is not.
No.
No.
They are support personnel who can do things that others are not in a position to do.
They have been trained to be supportive, yes?
Yes.
And this is something they're trained to do. They're ready to do. And thank goodness. Because you need this to be a smooth, easy, peaceful transition. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So, great.
So, can you give any advice to our listeners as to how, since they are to at least some degree aware of what's happening or will become more so, how they can help people around them who may be concerned or upset?
First of all, they have to know that it is going well, that it is smooth, it is happening, going well. They have to know that. Be grounded in that fact. And then they can help those around them to accept that this wondrous, wonderful thing is happening.
Because it's so tremendously positive and will benefit everybody, right?
Correct.
Okay. Beautiful.
Except perhaps the cabal.
Oh, yes. The lovely cabal.
Yes.
We're headed off to a different future. Most likely.
But they've had a good run.
Yes, they certainly have. At the expense of many good people.
Yes.
But we all agreed to this, did we not, to be here for this time?
Yes, you did. And as you know, for every one of you who are in a body on planet Earth today, there were tens of thousands who would have gladly have been here in your stead, but stepped aside and said, oh yeah, they can do it. Let them go.
Okay, I do understand that. Occasionally I run into a human that I, in my mind, I go, okay, what is their purpose in this changeover for being here? For others stepped aside because I, not to be judgmental, but to discern that I don't see much contribution to positive forward growth coming from some individuals.
So you're going to have to allow for the transformation to occur.
Oh. So those
they,
people,
they are, and they will.
Those people can step up at a time when they see for themselves that that's appropriate, the best choice.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, they just haven't stepped into their honest full power in any sense yet.
That's correct.
Okay.
But allow if they can.
All right. All right, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's some people on the call who have family members that have criticized them or been hard on them for some of their the things they understand because the family members don't really understand it yet. But they are capable of stepping up, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. What is happening with the Chinese yuan right now?
As you know, it has become backed by gold.
Yeah.
And therefore, a very stable currency in the world. And they have purposely done this just as they have purposely made available funding to people in the whole world for the benefit of humanity.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is money that will roll out at appropriate times in appropriate ways to help humanity?
Yes.
Okay. Is it true that there are stashes of this gold basically all over the world in various secure spots?
Correct. There is. There's a lot more gold than people are aware of.
Yeah. Yes. And most of it outside of the United States. for good reason.
Yeah.
At this time, there was some here, but no longer.
Correct.
Okay. The BRICS and the SIP situations for money transfers and so forth and banking and all that international, is that also going well?
Yes.
Is there anything
that infrastructure is being used for good? So,
okay.
Yay for that.
Yes. And is it, are both of those in place and active now, or are they still being formed?
In place. Active. Yes.
In place and active.
Yes.
And because we're in the United States with the media that we still have, we just don't get much word about that.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Whereas the rest of the world knows a great deal more, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And what will happen to the Federal Reserve and the top-level bankers who have been instrumental in not doing nice things to people?
Well, the Federal Reserve is going that way.
Mm-hmm.
And those bankers who have chosen not to get with the program, so to speak, are going to have opportunities to continue their growth elsewhere.
Yes, and what is the form that takes?
Yes.
Okay. I heard that.
There is not going to be punishment per se. There's always going to be opportunities to learn for everybody, no matter what that's about.
Yeah.
Hitler being given opportunities to learn as we speak.
Well, that is actually very wise.
It is. And if you look at the fact that there is only one, you can't really imagine a different possibility, can you?
Not really. And apparently he started out as a pretty good artist, but not professionally trained yet because school didn't accept him. But he has artistic talents as well as other capabilities.
A brilliant mind.
Yeah. All right. I heard that the actual technical infrastructure that the Federal Reserve has built won't be dismantled. It'll be used because of this. It just needs to be used by the right people. But it's a technical setup that there's money overnight everywhere. And why recreate the wheel? Is that a correct statement? It's just that they're kind of managing will change?
Yes, that is a correct statement.
Okay. Okay. Because for years, our checks wouldn't clear in 2 or 3 or 4 days, but in recent years, everything clears overnight. So that's the infrastructure that would be used of value.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. What about the elections, the normal November election scheduled every 4 years? Can you comment on how that's going to be different this year?
Is it not? That's different, right?
Yeah, that's to the point.
Yes. There will be new governance in your country and in the world. Mm-hmm. And there will be new elections. Not the exact same time frame, but the kind of general time.
Okay.
So you're not going to be overrun. You're not going to be abused. What is going to be happening is of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore very positive. So celebrate.
Beautiful. We shall. We do and we shall.
Good. Good. That is the thing to do.
Wonderful. Okay, let me announce the Q&A number again for anyone who missed it at the beginning of the call. If you are in listen only and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. And that number is 888-627-6008. And there is an alternate number in case you should get busy, 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. Those are the Q&A numbers.
And what about the number for people who want their own private channel?
Your own private channeling number would be, again, toll-free. For private channeling or a group, if you want to set up a group, 877-716-3488. Again, 877-716-3488. Okay? And for that reminder?
You're most welcome, Liz.
All right. Can you explain the role of the Vatican at this time and what is happening with the Pope and the various activities to kind of bring that up to a better speed, shall we say?
That's an interesting way to put it. This Pope is doing a great job.
Okay.
He knows he's the last one.
Yeah.
And he's okay with that. And he's doing his best to make this a very peaceful transition.
Okay. And he is in the process of cleaning out some of the people in the church who have misbehaved, shall we say, either financially or with voice?
It is his job to dismantle the church.
Aha.
So, say a prayer for him.
Oh, yes. That has to be an immense responsibility.
Yes. Say a prayer for him.
Okay. Okay. And by dismantle, you mean completely take it apart or change the principle, change the way the worship is done?
Gone.
So what about those of the Catholic faith who've chosen that, who will not be sure where to go or what to do? Will there be guidance available?
There will be those who will be available to help.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So total dismantling means all the wealth in the Vatican basement being handled in an appropriate manner?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Let's do the other one.
Okay. Hopefully we're all right.
Okay.
So complete dismantling means everything taken apart. Everything changed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Including all the rather stringent rules that many Catholics have accepted and lived by, which may have limited their actions in their lives. That's true?
Yes. Those rules are no longer needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, not needing them, they go away.
Right, because there will be other things available to guide people that will be of a higher consciousness.
Yes. Including moving now to fruition.
Oh, yeah.
Something you know about very well.
Yes, I do. I'm very grateful for intuition. Mine and everybody else's. I so appreciate when they step up and use it. Beautiful.
It is a wondrous thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure there's some people on the call who have challenges in manifesting the financial backing they need, or maybe health issues or whatever. Can you talk about manifestation, the process of manifestation a bit?
The process of manifestation has a key, and that key is intent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is key to many things, but including manifestation. You have to see that which you're manifesting. You have to know that it's happening. And you have the best way to do it is hold that very intensely for 33 seconds and then stop, let it go.
33 seconds,
and do that many times during the day. The more times you do it, the more you empower your manifestation.
Beautiful. Okay. All right, wonderful.
And as we know, human ability to manifest has been and is increasing. Part of the reality of the magnetic field decreasing is the limitations are decreasing with that. As the magnetics decrease, the limitations decrease.
Mm-hmm. Will the magnetics go to zero at some point? Okay, and will they remain at zero, or do they turn around and come back differently?
There will be other things occurring, not magnetic.
Hmm.
But those are coming. They're not there yet.
Not magnetic. So you'll leave us guessing about that one. Waiting to hear.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And is visualization an important part of the intent?
Yes.
As much as one is capable of
visualizing. Not only visualize. Not only visualize it. Not only see it.
Mm-hmm.
But smell it. Taste it.
Mm.
All the use all of the senses. Get them all involved.
Mm.
Feel it on their skin. All of it. The more the better.
Oh, beautiful. For those of you on the call, you could not see what Lady Nada did. She took one hand and rubbed the skin on her other arm. Using Rod's body, of course, and then change to express feeling, really feeling something.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then.
But the smell and the taste as well.
Equally important.
Yes.
Okay. And how about the role of gratitude in the whole manifestation process?
Always. Always. It's like gratitude is the one thing that you can do to empower your manifestation over 100 times.
Oh.
What you have done. You can do all the other things. The gratitude will increase your effect. 100x. Very important.
It's that important.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. There are people on the call with health issues, and we are very pleased that we see Monsanto using ground, so to speak, around the world so that our foods can become more healthy and that people are waking up about the dangers of vaccines, the things that don't need to be in the vaccine. Can you address anything about health, those issues, autoimmune diseases, or any of the other things that might be helpful to our listeners?
One's health. Like everything else in their life is a result of their intent.
Ah.
Which is, you're not immune at an area. Can't have poor intent and expect good health.
Good point.
Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have good intent and survive vaccines with terrible gunk in them and all kinds of other things to give you possibilities of being ill, of being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your intent is to be well and whole, that's what you'll be no matter what the outside world.
Okay. So
guess what I reckon?
Good intent.
Yeah.
And clear intent.
Yes.
Be very clear about what somebody wants in the way of their health.
Correct.
So that the thoughts they're putting out can be made manifest more easily.
Yes.
All right. Do you see Monsanto going away with most of the ball and so forth?
What I hope that you see is the present structure going away. But the people have skills that can be made and used and serve humanity.
Okay.
So I recommend you have the intent of employing those skills and those people, but not the purpose which they have served.
That's a very good point. Because those people do need to work and they do have skills. Absolutely.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So convert them.
Okay. I think that is in process with some of the employees.
It is happening, and I recommend that more people put their arms out towards them.
Okay.
Allow that to occur.
And help them change their work lives into something that's more positive for them and for their family.
And for the world.
And for the world, yes. All right, good. Okay, can you...
Healthy life.
Sweetness, okay. But not growing sugar cane or melon anymore. Not that kind of sweetness. No, because we're in the process of changing that here at Maui. So that the sugar cane, which is not an appropriate crop for us no matter what, that be changed within the next year or so to cleaning up the land and starting afresh.
Hold your intent and pursue your dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So what we intend to accomplish here on Maui with those sugarcane lands is viable, and we just move forward with it, okay? Right?
Those days.
Okay. That will be such a benefit. The sugarcane takes a tremendous amount of water, which is taking water from other things where it's needed. There's plenty of water on Maui, but not when we have a lot of sugar cane to use it up. Correct?
Correct.
It's my understanding that there are some natural streams through sugarcane land that get dry because of the use of the water by the sugarcane, that all of that will be restored and come back to its natural situation.
Will it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And I presume you're totally in favor of that?
I am.
That's good. Okay. Can you give us a status report on Fukushima, the radiation that's going on in Japan with the people, and how that's being handled?
We need to hold good thoughts for the people of Japan because they are going through not only the same transformation as you are, but more because of Fukushima and other things that are occurring.
Okay.
So hold a good thought there.
All right. All right, send love.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And is it true that a good part of that has been and is being mitigated by galactic ETs and others to keep the problem as small as possible?
Let me see if I can find an appropriate answer for that question. Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Of course.
Tremendous help.
Yes, tremendous help.
Yeah.
Mother Earth and the people on Earth have been for the last couple of millennia and are being given much help from those of their brethren on other planets and star systems.
Yeah.
You are fortunate.
We are very fortunate. Earth is a very key planet, is it not?
It is.
Can you address any of that, about how key it is in the Milky Way galaxy or our section of the universe or whatever?
There has never been a time or a planet where humanity has had such a heavy veil set so that they could not know consciously that they are part of the one, that they are part of everything. And you have come through them with flying colors.
Yay!
Kudos to humanity. Kudos.
Okay. Okay. This is awesome. So we were a big experiment in some ways.
Yes, to put it anyway, yes.
So Earth and humanity were picked for an experiment.
Yes.
And that was a lot of years ago, was it not?
Millennia. And millennia. And
okay. All right. The earthquake, supposedly, that caused Fukushima, there's a lot of evidence that's come forth that that was a man-made condition and not a natural condition. Is that true?
Both parts are true.
Oh.
There are changes in the earth, but did the disaster occur? Yeah. Both things are true.
Okay. So did one piggyback upon the other at like a same time frame?
The natural earthquakes resonate to the energy that was released with Fukushima.
Okay.
It's like you set off a, you rang a bell, and, oh, okay, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they kind of piggyback on each other to some degree?
To some degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And let me take a quick break here and give you phone numbers again for all our callers. To have a private session or a group session, the toll-free number, 877-716-3488. And to ask a question, if you are on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call a different number. And the toll-free number for that, to ask a question here on the call live, 888-627-6008, and an alternate number, 323-744-4831. Okay. The Concert Center and Metaphysical Center that the host, Rod, and I envision and plan and will do here on Maui. We've picked out a certain parcel of land for that. And that your feeling is that the correct place for us to be?
Yes, it is.
And we will be able to develop this the way we envision it, which is, I do absolutely have a picture in my mind.
I'm aware.
Yes.
Yes, you will be able to accomplish it because you're supposed to.
You're supposed to. Yeah. Because of the service it will provide.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. To both Maui and everybody who comes, we plan to market globally for the conferences and activities that we have so that people around the globe can choose to come, right?
Yes. You're going to have activities, you're going to have conferences and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the real deal is light. You're going to be a center for light.
For light.
To bring the light onto the planet.
Okay, like a focal point, kind
of? Yes, light. Exactly like that.
Oh, that's the first time I've heard that. That's wonderful. And the architect that we've chosen, I would think that his creative abilities would be the right person to do that. Is that what you
think? Again, well, tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, okay. Okay. Beautiful. The Fibonacci numbers and the sequences and designs from that. We're looking at incorporating that or using that as a model for the building on the land. Does that sound like the right direction to go in?
Yes. Growth. Yes.
Okay.
Let me say that again. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, wonderful. I'm very excited about this. I can't wait for us to just go on with it. Do you see that happening where we can begin to really survey the land, make some initial plans and so forth within the next few weeks?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, is that 100% or close to it?
110.
Oh, I like that. We know there have been some fingers stirring the pot to hold this back, and so we've had to wait and wait and wait and wait. But as Merlin has said, stay the course, right? So we all need to, whatever we're doing,
we must
stay the course.
Right? Must. stay the course.
Yeah.
Not an option here.
Not an option, no. I agree, it's not an option. All right. Can you tell us what's going on with what Putin is accomplishing and how he, I'm sure he's being protected and led, guided. Can you speak to his role at this time on the planet?
Large measure of his role is disclosure.
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 Okay. All right.
Yeah. Bringing that which has been hidden into the light,
yeah,
so that people can know. And he's doing a great job of that, would you not say?
I am so in favor of Putin. I just think he's doing a fabulous job. And I love his approach of non-aggressor, but standing firm and knowing what it stands for not. Right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
He's got a lot of help.
I would imagine that.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was selected for this time as...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, this was planned in advance. He agreed. And he's doing his job.
Yeah.
Right. Let me once again give phone numbers for our callers. To have a private session or a group session, please call our toll-free number, this is our number, 877-716-3488. And the BBS radio number to call in to ask a question is 888-627-6008. Can you speak to the role of Donald Trump right now in the very interesting fray of everything that's happening?
Every circus needs a clown.
Yes. The clowns make it fun.
Yes. And he's making it fun.
And he's having fun, isn't he?
And he's having fun doing it.
Uh-huh. And he's blast. Okay.
Yes.
And Hillary's role at the moment?
Opportunity to lead gracefully.
Will it be graceful when the track is achieved?
It will, if she allows it.
Oh, I see.
Like I said, opportunity.
Opportunity. Okay.
Would that she would achieve it?
Well, certainly that would be to her advantage.
Yes.
But there's a chance that she would choose something more
dramatic
would be a good word.
Yeah.
So we're just watching to see what happens.
Yes.
And what about Bernie Sanders' role right now? Let me interrupt. Thank you. Dia, welcome. Glad you got through.
Thank
you. Oh, can you
speak? Can you hear me?
You're spotty. Can you speak slowly and clearly?
I'm not getting. Can you hear me now? Can you
better.
Hear me now?
Yeah.
You can hear me now.
I can.
Okay. So My question is, when will I be moving to France?
The question is really more of, when will you love yourself enough to go?
So I'm stopping the move to France?
Yeah, when? It really is a question of, when will you love yourself enough to go?
Okay. Because I thought I was ready to go.
Are you on the plane?
No.
Oh, yes. Well, then.
It takes money to get on the plane.
That is true.
So, do you know when I'll have money?
I know very few manifestors who are as good as you, Dylan.
That's true.
That is true.
Okay. So, you're saying I could, as long as I love myself, that I could get there, let's say, in a month or 2 months?
I say that knowing the intent manifestor that you are, you could be there in 3 weeks.
Oh, so what is stopping myself from loving me? Totally, unconditionally.
You.
Is there a block that's stopping it that I'm not aware of?
Of what? It's
of loving myself.
It's not a block per se. It's simply that you haven't chosen of yourself to have that.
Okay.
You can choose differently at any time, dear one. And I know many on my side who would stand up and applaud should you do so.
Okay. So once I choose to love myself unconditionally, I could get to France, and I could also get Francois to France also.
Well, he is involved in that manifestation, isn't he?
Could you say that again, please?
You're not the only one involved in that manifestation.
So you're saying that he might not want to be there with me?
Oh my. Where you went with that? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he plays a role in the manifestation of what occurs for him.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, let's be clear about this. You're a very powerful being. You're an extremely good manifestor. And I would that you would own that. Will you?
Okay.
Will you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I could do this in 3 weeks, huh?
You.
Okay. Pardon?
You can.
Okay. Because currently he's not there, and I only want to get there. I want to get where he's physically at, so. Okay. I'll figure this out and get it going then.
And give him kisses for me.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing this for us, for everybody. So thank you.
Most welcome, Olivia. My pleasure.
Thank you, Lady Nada. I love you.
And I you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Thea. That's a great question. I don't actually remember what I asked you. I just before Thea came in. But we are coming now to the end of the call. I'm so grateful for your being here and coming to assist all of us today. I'm very, very delighted and very honored for you to be of such service to us. I know we are having a lot of help from a lot of beings on the other side.
That you are.
Yeah.
You're very fortunate.
We are.
All of you.
All of us, yes. All of us are fortunate.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Very, very beautiful key time for us. So I'm very grateful. Thank you so very much. We appreciate all you do. And all the times when maybe you're around to help someone and they don't really know it, but they get help. And we know all the beings do help us, even though we don't desire to.
If people will pay attention, when I'm around, they will often smell roses.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you above all love pink roses.
I do.
Okay. Beautiful. Maybe we'll have to plant some pink roses on our land in honor of you.
What is this maybe stuff?
Well, it just occurred to me that maybe we should have a nice rose garden of some kind, or a place for roses to grow.
I think you should have, maybe not 29,000 rose bushes, but a few.
This is a good idea. I will add it to our list of goodies for our land.
Good.
Thank you so very much. You're awesome. We appreciate you.
You're most welcome, too.
Namaste.